You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from San Antonio, Texas, to Marrakesh, Morocco, Mumbai, India, to Rancho Cucamonga, California. We are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to our listeners around the globe on this gorgeous, gorgeous day.
And a Sunday.
And we appreciate you tuning in. Today's show is brought to you by Mark Harris Real Estate. Mark Harris, realtor to the stars. If you're interested in buying, selling real estate in this hot L.A. market, send me an email at mharris@dppre.com or markharrisrealtor@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it on the hot market, right, Mark?
You got it.
Hey, well, it is Sunday, which is a oddity and a rarity, but our new scheduled time slot for the Tastemakers, which too much going on, way too much going on. Monday through Friday, just way, way, way too much going on. Sundays aren't going to be that easy, but the way things are going, they're going to be a little easier than Thursdays.
Well, you know, we may not have a corporate regular 9-to-5 gig, but the hours that we put in the Monday through Friday, we're here, we're there, we're in Brentwood, we're in Santa Barbara, we're in Hollywood, we're in Pomona, we're all over Orange County, Del Mar, we're all over the place.
Just so getting a little crazy.
Between events, shows.
I kind of like the Sunday, though.
We're bouncing all over the place.
Yeah,
so
I can't commit
to a regular Thursday.
Yeah.
It's tough now.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But right now, it looks like we're going to be doing Sunday.
Yeah, so let's just, I got a lot to talk about today. A lot of things going on since we've been last here, but let's start out with.
Plenty of time because, as you know, Matt, we don't have any guests in the studio today.
No call-ins.
The last couple of times we were here, we had guests, which
right.
took up half the show. So
yeah.
We've got plenty of time. Take your time.
I was going to say, yeah,
go
I will
easy.
Slow it down,
slow
put it
down.
Into slow mode. That's right. The last couple of times we have had guests in here that do consume a lot of the time, and they usually get in here earlier.
The Facebook filming and
yeah.
the studio filming. So
yeah.
today's more of a relaxed, casual.
And it's a NFL Sunday, Rams Sunday. I'm wearing my Rams shirt, but let's start out like we always do with all the birthday wishes. We got some good
Great.
Ones today, Mark.
Great.
Yeah. Paul Walker.
Paul Walker. The
Paul
one that
Walker.
Passed away
yeah.
Today?
He would be 46 today.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I thought he was a lot younger.
Yeah. Well, I think he's been dead for, well, I don't know.
Yeah, but I still thought he was younger when he passed. I thought it was.
Oh, I'm sorry. 40. He'd be 40.
Oh, okay. So
he'd be 40.
He was about 35.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
There you go. Jennifer Hudson. How old do you think she is?
I'd say she's 32.
37.
Oh, wow.
Yao Ming, who ended his NBA career with a short career. Yao Ming is 38 today.
Wow.
Rapper, 2 Chainz, 41.
Wow.
Here's a good one, Mark. B2 Cutie Cupcakes. She's a YouTube star, and her name is B2 Cutie Cupcakes. She is celebrating 13 candles on the cake today.
Wow.
Jesse Owens, Olympic star Jesse Owens,
if he was still alive, he would be, I'd say, just give me 1 second. Let's see.
I bet you get within
12.
Oh, I was going to say, I bet you get within 3, but no, he'd be 106.
He was 6 off.
Yeah. He was 67 when he passed on.
Oh, young.
Yeah. Emmy Rosa, she's that actress. I couldn't tell you if I bumped into her in the street
Sounds
today.
Like a
yeah, I couldn't tell her who she was, but she's 32 today. Yeah. Andrew Luck, recently retired NFL player, 29.
Yeah,
they're saying that he gave up on $400 million worth of potential income.
Yeah, I think
income.
There's more to it than meets the eye because he just kept saying, oh, my body's getting all sore for
yeah.
being doing this for 5
29, but $400 million worth of potential income he passed on. Hey, get this, Mark. TikTok star Priscilla Lopez, she's 6 today.
6?
How can
how
you
long
be
has she
a,
been a TikTok star?
Ain't that something?
That's silly.
Yeah, how about that? Louis C.K., did he survive the whole U2 thing or the whole thing about him with the women and the whole how he was accused of all this?
You're right. Haven't heard from him
yeah.
since.
He's 51
today.
He won
a couple Emmys, too.
Yeah, he's 51 today. Oh. Sometimes these people just kind of drift away. We were talking about it last
yeah.
night with that whole movement. Hans Zimmer.
Uh-huh.
He's 61 today.
Hmm.
Barry White, if he was still alive, he'd be 75 today.
Hmm.
And last but not least, Brittany Bone, Mark. Brittany Bone. She's
a
rapper. She's 42 today.
Wow.
Are
we ever making that list? And these famous birthdays that you always see, that we always have.
Well, I don't think we're making them because we're never in studio on our birthday.
Oh yeah. Okay.
We're here
no,
on birthday.
I mean, I know you watch. You look at these lists. So on these days of these birthdays, on our birthday, do you see? Are
what?
We listed for any of these?
Well, no. I've never looked on our birthday.
Oh, you've never looked on our birthday.
I never looked on our birthday, but maybe I will.
Yeah.
How about that, huh? Hey, speaking of the NFL season's on, but what?
That our birthday might be listed there in the paper.
I mean, hell, if Buzzy Bone,
right,
the 42-year-old rapper, and this Priscilla Lopez TikTok star,
yeah,
and B2 Cutie Cupcakes, who's 13.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying. Would we be in there?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I do not know. I really do not know. But that being
crazy.
Said, it's NFL Sunday, and this is celebrating 100 years of the NFL. So you tell me in 1919 they were playing football.
Well, that's nothing. Look at last year. They were celebrating the 100th anniversary of the NHL. Could you picture back in 1917 they've got these big frozen rinks?
No. Hey,
how did they freeze the rinks back then?
Right. But that being said, which I find hard to believe, 100 years in the NFL, a lot of these colleges are celebrating 150 years of playing college football.
Yeah, right.
So that's right after the Civil War almost.
Well, just like the, what was that big race a couple weeks ago? It was the 150th running of, in Saratoga, the something or other stakes.
Yeah.
150 years.
Yeah.
I mean.
Hey, and speaking of just the NFL season just starting last week, isn't this week the start of all the new shows?
Yeah, some of the shows, like tomorrow, Dancing with the Stars begins.
And by the way, you saw Paula's the text that, what's her name, Hannah Brown will not be able to attend because she's got that crazy schedule, which we expected.
She's a big star now. She went from Miss South Carolina USA to being on the Bachelor, to being the Bachelorette, to being on Dancing with the Stars. So, I mean, that's a good, steady advance
balance
for her over a few years.
And I think you get $100,000 an episode for $40,000. It goes up
the longer you stay.
But I think it starts at 40.
Yeah.
So that's not too bad.
Then it goes up. So you can make some good coin.
That being said, what kind of what kind of contestants they got? They got
the former Raven, Baltimore Raven, Ray Lewis.
Right.
We've got former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, who has no representation on IMDb at all. Which I'm surprised. We've got
Mary Wilson from the Supremes.
Yeah, and then a bunch of real zeros.
There's another athlete, I think.
Another football player or basketball player. A lot of real zeros.
A lot of real zeros.
I think probably the biggest list of zeros on Dancing with the Stars since they.
But who's the old person? Because they always have an old person.
They don't have one this time.
Well, maybe that would be Mary Wilson from the Supremes. She's got to be like 68.
Okay.
But so they always have like somebody old. They always have a couple athletes.
Yeah, right.
And
someone young.
A ton of zeros, like you say.
Right, a young one.
Anybody that is foreseeable to be the champ?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think we'll really know until tomorrow until we see the see how they're looking
mm-hmm,
for the
mm-hmm.
first time out there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
the athletes are. So that starts somewhere. So is The Bachelorette in Paradise done then? Is that done?
We've got Lindsay Arnold.
Who?
Lindsay Arnold.
Who's she? Do you know who she is?
Let's see. I'll have to look and see who these people are. But
okay, no big deal.
Okay.
Read somebody else.
Okay. Here's the big one. Christie Brinkley.
Oh, wow. Okay, so maybe she's the old one.
Yeah.
Well, she's like 63, so she's not really old.
Actress Kate Flannery. She's always at the julep ball.
Isn't she older?
She's in her 60s, I guess. Maybe 60. Comedian Kai Mitchell. I never heard of him before.
No.
Oh, Lamar Odom.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He's the athlete. Yeah.
James Vanderbeek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's young.
Yeah.
He's somebody. I mean, you know, he's not a
pop star Ally Brooke.
Don't know her.
Country music star Lauren Elena.
Don't know her.
Right. TV host Kyra Moe.
He's from The Queer Guy. Carrie loves him.
Okay, so he's a tier.
I invited him just the other day, by the way,
okay.
Because somebody submitted him, and I said, "So are you submitting him?" And they never got back to me. And I said, "Because he's kind of big."
Hmm.
Queer Eye, like I said, Carrie loves him. That's Emmy nominated too.
Hmm.
The Queer Eye.
Oh, breaking news! Christie Brinkley just sold her Hamptons home for $17.5 million.
Nice.
Yeah. All these people. All of a sudden, these people that bought these houses 5 years ago or 10 years ago, they're all getting 25, 35, 45, 55 million. Rob Lowe selling his house in Santa Barbara for 40.
Yeah,
you know, and I could only imagine what Jeff Bridges is worth. Probably 50.
His house get thrashed? Didn't it?
Mud. Yeah,
the mud.
Right.
I thought he lost it.
Yeah. So anyhow, that's the list. You got Ray Lewis, Ty Mitchell, Lamar Odom, Sean Spicer, James.
Who's
Vanderbeek.
The biggest one on that list?
Christie Brinkley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll watch like I always do the first episode.
Mm-hmm. It's entertaining.
Yeah. Well, what else is coming on this week?
The
Jimmy Smith Show. He's another attorney,
oh,
I think.
That looks good, the lawyer show. Yeah. I'll watch that one. Yeah. The Unicorn with Goggins, Walter Goggins. I'll watch that because that looks good.
Oh, I like
interesting
him.
Interesting show about the Walter Goggins show, The Unicorn.
Yeah.
It's got, who's the big guy, our buddy from Ballers, the big black guy that's in Ballers? What's
oh, yeah, I know who you
so
are.
So he's on it, plus the other guy from Ballers, the bald partner of
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
the
yeah, yeah.
Two
yeah.
In The Unicorn.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
You got the two from two shows together.
Speaking of Ballers, the new season stinks.
Stinks big time.
Is it two episodes in or three episodes in?
I think three. And it not only stinks, I don't understand what's going on. Where the heck did Dwayne The Rock Johnson get all this money all of a sudden?
He doesn't have it. Those two brothers are funding it. Those two billionaire brothers.
He's driving around as the Rolls Royces, and he's got that pad out in Malibu.
Yeah.
So, I mean, where'd that come from, one? And two, how is he the savior of the NFL to get the Chiefs? Why is he the one?
Yeah, and I don't like how he's narrating it now, and, you know, he's sitting down.
But those two things didn't make any sense at all. You know, and why did he break up with his bald partner that they were so close for so long?
All of a sudden, now they hate each other.
Right, they dislike each other. So the
confusion.
Writing is terrible.
Confusion.
Yeah.
Confusion.
It's just terrible.
Yeah, confusion.
Hey, but all right, while we continue on this, first thing I want to do is I want to do a big shout-out and a big thank you because the season just ended for the Pasadena Pops at the Arboretum Summer Series. With your host, Principal Pops Conductor Michael Feinstein.
Yeah,
the season just ended, and last night, which started back June 22nd with the Great American Songbook, followed 1 month later by Rhapsody in Blue, followed by 3 weeks later by Michael Feinstein Sings Cole Porter.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Well, they're all good, but that was a real good one.
Followed by the music of Elton John.
Well, that was a real good one, too.
Right. And with closing last night with MGM Movie Classics presented by the agency. But anyhow, this Michael Feinstein's fantastic. It's always entertaining to go to the concert and to see him. Pasadena Symphony-Pops.org is the email. They're already pitching the season for next season. Which is great. Subscribe today and you save 25%, which is terrific. Next season starts June 20th with Sway With Me, Latin Rhythm and Swing. That should be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by The Road to Motown.
How about that? They're already pitching a year in advance.
And The Road to Motown should be cool because on that show, July 11th, Billy Davis Jr. is going to be there, Marilyn McCoo, and Mary Wilson. So, wait, Mary Wilson, isn't she? Didn't we just say she's going to be
from the Supremes, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then we've got followed by Michael Feinstein singing Sinatra's Songbook.
Oh, that's going to be good.
And then followed by 100 Years of Broadway.
They're all
followed by
be...
the Fleetwood Mac tribute.
Wow.
So next year is going to be a great summer series.
Who's the tribute? Is Michael Feinstein going to be there for that one, or is somebody else like hosting
Larry
that one?
Larry Blank conductor. It just says Fleetwood Mac a tribute. So I don't know if Michael Feinstein will be there. But subscribe today and get 25% off. Pasadena Symphony-Pops.org, 626-793-7172. The people at the Pasadena Pops are always so generous, along with the Harris brothers and their wives, to have a table at the show, and it's great. I know there's about how many people? I think there are about 5,000 people there every night for these things.
Probably,
yeah.
I mean, it's a full house, and it's, you know, if you don't have a table, general admission is you get to sit on the grass with like a picnic, and it goes way
early. Get your picnic set up, your spot.
It's, and it was way back there last night. And boy, last night was a hot one, though.
Boy,
it was probably the last of the summer heat. I'm thinking, well, the summer's over, but it's summer. The heat goes on to the latter part of September. But it was a smoker last night.
Yeah, it was.
But it's still, you're outside, and you know it's a great way to.
It was a great time.
You know, Sandy was asking about that this morning, Mark. She's like saying, I saw the pictures. It looks like you guys had a good time. And I says, yeah, it was great. And I was going to say, you know, you need to try to attend next year. But I knew that where that was going to go.
Yeah, she doesn't get out of Hollywood, that area. Very
often, so. But
it was good.
Anyhow, really good and packed. And I just love the fact that, you know, you could, like going to the Hollywood Bowl and going to a picnic, you bring whatever you want to eat. But for those of you who don't want to bring your own booze or your food, they have food trucks there, so they sell plenty of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of choices, a lot of options.
Yeah.
So make sure you go there. I gave you the website, Pasadena Symphony Pops.org. Call today, subscribe today, get 25% off next year. Can't beat it.
And back to the new week of TV this week. Did you see the season finale of Grand Hotel last week?
I did.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was good. That's
and
a good show.
And they set it up for another season.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, this is one of those shows that's going to end and it's just a one season type thing. Kind of like Little Liars or whatever.
Yeah.
But perfect, you know.
I'd like to see, I forgot. How did he do it, though?
He got shot. Santiago got shot.
Santiago got shot?
Yeah.
By who?
Oh, we don't know. That's what I'm saying. He'd be perfect for next season.
But where was he at when he got shot?
Downstairs in the basement. Like, he's going to meet, whatchamacallit, the man, you know, the African-American woman who's like the HR, whatever.
Yeah.
She was going to meet him in the basement. Not the basement, but, you know, in the whatever. And she says, okay, I'll meet you there. And then the other guy who he fired, who was his, like, liaison to the, you know, he says, after he got done banging that one chick, he goes, I still have one more bad thing I need to do before I move on with my life. So it could either be the...
Wait a minute, I wonder if I saw that, because that doesn't sound familiar at all.
Yeah, so it ended where they both said, like, I got one thing to take care of. And he says, okay, I'll meet you down in the basement. And he's going down there, and all of a sudden the lights go out, and he goes, who is that? Who goes there? And all of a sudden the gunshot got shot right in the gut.
I didn't see that then. What else happened in that episode?
Well, then they closed it off. They find out what...
what happened before? That was the very end. But what happened throughout the rest of the episode?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They find out that Sky was killed and who the killer was.
So I didn't see that episode.
Oh, yeah. So the killer was... want me to tell you? The killer... Who would you figure the killer was going to be? Because it was crazy how it worked out.
Well, they kind of let it up to be like Gigi. But,
or anybody.
Yeah.
But so the killer was the black father, utilities guy.
The utilities guy? The guy who has a cancer?
Uh-huh.
He killed her?
Yeah, which, by the way, he ended up dying, and they had the funeral. Yeah.
This is unbelievable. How did I miss last week's
episode? That's what I'm saying. It was a fantastic finale.
What happened last Monday night? Was something else on last Monday night? Boy, that's weird, man. That is weird.
Yeah, but it was good because everything came together. He ended up killing Skye because she had this the black the you know you kill these guy and the man, you know their son Santiago is the father.
Yeah.
Okay, you knew that.
Wait. Their son Santiago
was the father of the black guy, the son.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wait a minute, I kind of remember that. Yeah.
Well, that was said the week before.
Oh, the week before. Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was said the week before.
Boy, I'd like to know what happened last Monday that I missed it.
Yeah.
What was going on last Monday night?
Yeah, but it was a really... But anyhow, like I said, it was a good episode. It was a good season. Corny at times, not fantastic, but entertaining, and I liked it being at the Fountain Blue, being in Miami.
It got on demand. I could watch it tonight. Then,
yeah, I said, I'm thinking, how could they make a season two out of this? But perfect.
And the thing about it, too, is they don't have the ratings in the paper anymore. I don't know what the ratings are.
The ratings only come in every once in a while. They come in on occasion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they used to be every Thursday religiously.
Yeah.
Boy, I got to research this. What happened last Monday night?
Yeah, because it was a good one.
Yeah.
Let me just give another shout-out because we have a lot of shout-outs through Mark. You know, we have our celebrity lifestyle suite going on this week. And one of the new clients that we just had sign on just recently is Kabaki Kenyan Purple Tea. How about that for a name?
Is that African?
Kenyan. Kabaki Purple Tea. Kenyan is about as African as you could get.
Right.
Let me give you a brief description, Mark, on the product line. Tea loves everywhere. Tea lovers are everywhere. You know that.
They're
switching from Kabaki Kenyan Purple Tea with more potent antioxidants than any other tea. Kabaki is all natural, Mark, and with no preservatives, non-GMO, and brewed organically with sustainable grown ingredients. Boy, does this sound healthy. Probably a little too healthy for you and me. For a refreshing, hydrating treat, try one of their five clean infusions of Kenyan Purple Tea, including peach, raspberry, lemon, lightly sweetened, and unsweetened. Kabaki also believes in giving back, Mark. In addition to providing high-quality purple tea, they're on a social mission to do good. They're committed to supporting accessible health care for the tea-grown communities in Kenya. Now, I would not associate teas with Africa or Kenya whatsoever, so maybe this is bringing an awareness to this country in regards to it. But check out Kabaki. That's K-A-B-A-K-I KabakiTea.com for all their information on where you could purchase it and where you could pick it up. But I'm sure you can get it on their website. But that's Kabaki Kenyan Purple Tea. I like how it sounds. I like their logo, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I like how they just came on board. So we're going to have plenty of beverages to take care of our invited guests for this coming Friday. So Kabaki Kenyan Purple Tea.
We've got water. We've got tea. We've got tequila.
I think we got another alcohol, too. I think
another one, huh?
Yeah. Lily, I'm pretty sure Lily's got...
Oh, and we got champagne and Monique. Champagne and wine, right?
Champagne and...
Hey, I'm looking forward to the new Downton Abbey movie, which comes out on Friday.
Fantastic.
I mean, that looks like it's going to be great.
You know, I didn't get
NBC,
on.
NBC has a, was it ABC or NBC? One of those networks has a special Friday night about it, about the Downton Abbey movie.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't get on to that show until the last two seasons.
Yeah, same here.
Same
here. But then I've watched the whole thing, though, since then. They've rented again, so I've seen the whole thing from start to finish. But it took me a couple years to get going into it.
Yeah.
But I got into it, so we're good to go.
Yeah,
and I
like
it.
Yeah, I just wish. So Lily's got wines too, Mark.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's got a wine. She's got popsicles.
Oh, popsicles.
That's why she wants the freeze. I got to get back to her about that.
Oh, yeah.
Blue marble cocktail. I guess wine, that's the...
popsicle. I got to write this down. Water. So I got wine, popsicle, water, and what else?
A blue marble cocktail.
Okay, I got that.
And Shea Moisture.
Oh, that's right. They're always there.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And the waters that... This is an odd price, $216
for the case.
For a it's case 20,
of water?
24 bottles, so let's just do the math. I'm just kind of curious.
$10 a bottle?
Let's see.
$8 a bottle? Must be good water. I'm going to have to.
It's $9 a bottle.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get some of that.
So it's a CBD. It's like a hemp type
right?
of. Yeah, something like that. So.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to try it then. See
yeah.
It, how good it is.
Yeah.
You know.
But.
Hey, I want to do a shout-out to Santa Anita Racetrack. Do you believe it? The racing starts again September 27th?
Which is crazy. If that's only for a short period of time, because
right.
then it opens up again after Christmas.
Right. Yeah, it goes for a short period of time. But racing starts at Santa Anita on Friday, September 27th. It runs through November 3rd.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 4-5 weeks?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow. By the way, you got your new... Your flyer from San Diego the other day? Oh, yeah, just got it the other day. So they're back to the Friday $2 beers.
Yeah,
which is
San Diego.
Well, if I was you, I'd you know, but
San Diego Park, host of the Breeders' Cup World Championship this autumn. Autumn, that's a word you don't hear very often. It's always fall.
You hear fall, yeah.
Nobody says autumn.
Yeah.
SantaAnitaPark.com, the great race place. Again, racing starts September 27th. Saturday, September 28th, they have a... Excuse me. Champagne tasting in our favorite room, the Chandelier Room.
What's the date?
Saturday, September 28th. So we hope to return to the Chandelier Room at Santa Anita for champagne sampling and a great day of racing. Just a few weeks, well, not just a few weeks, but a month and a half, about a month, 6 weeks before the Breeders' Cup, which is Saturday, November 1st. We have credentials to attend.
So that's 2 weeks from yesterday.
2 weeks
from yesterday.
Yeah. The champagne tasting, right. So SantaAnitaPark.com, tickets are available. They've got a bunch of new restaurants open, getting ready for the Breeders' Cup on November 1st. So racing goes through November 3rd. So it's a great race place, just like the ad says. So I suggest that you get there and take advantage of some great racing. Like Matt said, Friday they've got dollar hot dogs. Is dollar hot dogs and dollar
well,
beers?
Well, I think it's only $2 beers and
$2
hot
beers
dogs.
And dollar hot dogs.
Yeah, boy, that's great. And those hot dogs are pretty decent,
they
too.
They sure are. And the beer is good, so get some beer.
It's a 10-ounce cup, but it's still worth it.
Get some beer, get some hot dogs, and catch some racing.
I could go for that right now, actually.
Right?
One of those hot dogs or two. I like that Friday scene over there.
Yeah.
With the two. Boy, you know, the parking is free, isn't it?
I think it is on certain days, so that might be the case, too. So, just to make sure that I'm right, just go to SantaAnitaPark.com and enjoy. It's going to be a great racing season again.
Yeah.
Right?
I think it is, right? Yeah. I mean, maybe this year we'll get lucky and have a couple of winners. I know at Del Mar you had – no, did you have a couple of winners at Del Mar?
I think I did win.
Yeah, I think you did because we don't usually –
bet at Del Mar.
We don't usually bet at Del Mar, but I'm pretty sure you had a couple. But,
yeah,
so hopefully you can have – but I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
You know,
the season.
So, when is I know that Chandelier Room thing is the 28th, but when does the season open?
The 27th.
Oh, that Friday.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And it goes to November 3rd.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that as much as well as I am looking forward to a pre-Emmy party that we're invited to attend this Friday, Mark.
We say Emmy on the line.
Oh,
there.
Holy smokes. That's right. Don't they?
The Emmy, the Television Academy of Arts and Sciences, for some reason, has failed to believe in the First Amendment.
Freedom of speech. And freedom of press.
And that
and
they
freedom
do
of
not own that word, Emmy. You could say the word Emmy. You could write the word Emmy. However, the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences things other than that. So we have to watch the way we use
it. Yeah, am I saying, well, so this party that we're going to, Mark, Emmy is not even involved in the title. It's the Golden Soiree. Check out goldensoiree.com. But we're going to the Golden the 2019 Golden Soiree. It's an awards celebration. So they don't even use Emmys in their title, Mark, but it's the 2019 Golden Soiree and awards celebration that Mark and I will be attending rooftop at the W Hotel this Friday. VIP tickets are still available, and I think they are $250 a piece, but well worth it with the open bar and snacks going around. And a fantastic, and the weather's going to be perfect on Friday too, Mark. I think it's in Hollywood, it's 78 on Friday. So
yeah,
tickets.
I sent you a copy of the, about an hour ago, I sent you over the copy. I think it was 79 or 78 degrees.
Yeah.
So great.
So we're looking forward to attending the pre-Emmy. That's right. I'm saying pre-Emmy Golden Soiree.
And we're going there after we go where?
After we go to the
Speakeasy. To attend the Speakeasy.
Yes, there is a Speakeasy in Los Angeles. It's at the Tam O'Shanter, which has been, I think they just celebrated their 100th year last year, 1919, I think.
No, actually it was open in 1922.
Oh, okay. So anyhow, the Tam O'Shanter, it's on Los Feliz, which is between Glendale and Hollywood, the wonderful historical.
It was originally opened in 1922 as the Tam O'Shanter, and then in the 60s they called it the Great Scott, and then it went back to the Tam O'Shanter.
Yeah, so that being said, we've been invited to attend the Speakeasy, and you have to go around through the back.
I'm trying to figure out where can the Speakeasy be. It's not that big of a place in the first place.
Yeah, well, just like the Speakeasy at the Saint, it's small, you know, I guess. It's
true.
Yeah. So, but anyway,
well, I miss the Speakeasy.
Yeah, me too. So excited about attending that. It's Friday's going to be super, super busy.
Yeah, and gifting suite.
Yeah.
We've got dinner at the Tam O'Shanter and the Speakeasy. Yeah,
and then
the soiree.
Yeah. So
and then Saturday morning, we're going to Howling.
Howlin' Rays. If you not familiar with the Howlin' Rays, all the rage now is the Nashville style hot chicken sandwiches. They're popping up all over the place, but the world renowned one that's got the biggest reputation is Howlin' Rays, of all places, in a mall in Chinatown in downtown LA. And the wait is approximately 3 to 4 hours, unless you're there right when they open. And they open, I think, at 10. So if you want to have your lunch early. But the average wait there is 3 to 4 hours. And, Mark, you bumped into somebody that waited that long, correct?
Yeah, they waited for the 4 or 5 hours. Yeah, this was a few
and they
ago.
Said it was worth it, right?
Yeah.
So they we are bypassing the wait because we're the tastemakers, and we're happy about that. So we're bypassing the wait, and we're going to be there for lunch, and
I didn't understand though. Are we eating it there?
No, according to Whitney Mark, there's
no
only
space,
a very small amount of tables.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. So, but they have tables outside, you know. But so anyhow, we'll be doing that, and then we have a junior high school reunion. We'll talk about that in a bit going on, and then it's Chelsea's birthday that night, so dinner going on that night. And then also we were invited to the thing for Anlan. I don't know if you and Stacey are going to go.
Oh, Saturday night?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not sure if you're going to do that. And then Sunday is the Emmys.
We're going to the Emmys again.
And then hopefully a party or two.
Yeah.
So super, super busy weekend. It's been a busy last couple days here.
Thursday evening with the setup. Yeah, and then the
yesterday
evening.
We were invited to the Taste of Coastal Village up there in Montecito yesterday. So check them out, tasteofcoastalvillage.com, and hopefully you could attend next year. So big thank you to them. It's one of those wine and cheese and small light bite the tastings, which is fantastic, had the VIP access, and that was in Montecito. So went there during the day drinking, you know, tasting a wonderful variety of wines. And then the evening, like Mark mentioned already, was the Santa Anita, the Pasadena Pops. So busy day, so next weekend is going to be a crazy weekend.
Just a quick thing off sidebar here, Matt. Did you invite Blanca Blanca?
I did.
She attended the Face Forward event last night.
Of course she did.
Yeah.
But she never got back to me regarding our thing. But anyhow, so super, super busy weekend coming up. And back to the Howlin' Rays, which Mark, Whitney has had it. She said it was fantastic. And her buddy Steve, he's been there several times. Because that's all the rage. And when we were in Nashville this summer, I forgot the name of the place that is the biggest hot chicken sandwich in Nashville. We got there at 12:30 in the middle of the day, and there was a 45-minute wait in the sun. Now, my daughter was there a couple times, and when we got there, it was so hot and it was so humid. I was tempted to pass, but my daughter said, trust me, it's worth the wait. So we waited the 45 minutes or 50 minutes, got in, sat down, and it was fantastic. So it was worth the 45-minute wait. 4 hours, I'm not quite sure, but that being said, I'm sure it's worth it, but I'm not sure if I got 4 hours to wait. So big, big shout-out to Howlin' Rays in Chinatown, of all places, and I'm looking forward.
Weird place.
Yeah, in one of those like shopping mall type things.
Yeah.
So looking forward to checking that out, and looking forward to the super, super busy. I like the busy weekends, though.
Yeah, you know? The problem with the busy weekends, though, the weekends go by too fast then, you know. So I like it. I like it taking time.
But I woke up this morning and I was cooked. I guess a lot of driving is because driving up to Santa Barbara and then home and then out to Arcadia.
Yeah, it's a lot of driving.
Yeah. But
hey, did you see this? Jenna Hurley's going to be at the Vitello's in.
No.
Yeah.
When?
It's going to be.
What's he going to be? Sure. Does he sing?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a singer.
Huh.
Yeah, he's going to be, you know, it says get tickets, but it's coming up. So it's a retrospective of the Great American Songbook.
Wow.
With musings from his life and career.
I wonder if he might be able to get us on the list or something.
Yeah, well, look
we
at
got
it.
His,
but, you know, it is a small venue. That's the thing about it.
That's where they get the Frank Buckley meatballs?
Right, the Frank Buckley meatballs. So that'll be.
I'd like to check. Speaking of meatballs. Last night, or yesterday at the Montecito, the Taste of the Coastal thing, there was an Italian restaurant there that had the best meatballs.
Oh, real quick here. The tickets start at $40, $40 to $60, plus additional $20 minimum on food and beverages. So
it's almost $100.
So, well, it's at least, $60 minimum to get in there. But it's one of those supper theaters, supper clubs. So plus he's
I'd like to check.
The food's supposed to be fantastic.
I'd like to check mine.
It all sounds good.
In fact, I'm wearing this hat right now, Panino. This is the place that had these meatballs yesterday. They were absolutely fantastic.
They were giving out hats?
They had about, 10 of them on the table. I said, what do you got to do to get one? He says, just take one.
Ah.
You know, like when we were at the wine and cheese thing, Mark, at the...
Valencia?
No. A couple months ago downtown at the LA Live. You know.
Oh, yeah. East meets West.
Yeah. And there was about 5 hats on the table. And I says, what do I need to do to get one? The guy says, come back when we're closing, and if there's one here for you, you have one. That thing went out to almost midnight.
Yeah. What, I'm gonna wait around. What was it for, though?
Baseball. I'm trying to think what the restaurant was.
Okay.
It was a restaurant. It was a good hat, though.
Yeah.
But there was like 4 or 5 of them. So who are they planning on giving them to then?
Yeah. VIPs. Celebrities.
We wore VIPs. We were there. We were there as VIPs.
Notables, dignitaries,
notoriety,
and more.
Yeah, but I like it when they go take one. It's
sure.
for you.
It's a hat for crying out loud. They have these things made in mass, so it doesn't cost them anything.
I think earlier we were just talking about Santa Anita, and then I brought up Del Mar really quick.
Yeah.
So in association with Del Mar, also on September 28th is the Polo America, Diego Polo Classic. We went to the one, Mark. In Las Vegas last year from Polo America.
The same one, then?
Yeah, Polo America. It was a great one we attended last year in Las Vegas. It was, I think, March or April of last year. Then they had one at the Hotel Del.
Yeah, right
in September. We did not attend that one, but again, we were invited to attend this one at Del Mar. It's an evening one.
Evening
one. It's the San Diego Polo Classic, and it's 2 days of polo. And Sunday, this is on a Saturday, the 20th and the 29th, there's a big VIP thing going on as well. But Saturday night is the Polo Classic with the Millionaire's Row is what they call it, where they have all the VIP tables, which we were...
What time does that start?
Well, like I said, it's the evening. It's 6 o'clock, I believe.
Oh.
But, so that's at Del Mar. So that's a big venue.
Do you know where? You know, at the Del Mar Racetrack?
Yeah.
That area,
where
it's at, huh?
So it's, I guess, in the open field,
is where they're... Inside?
Yeah.
Inside the what do you call
what
do they call that? That's the
infield.
It's the infield.
Yeah, the infield.
The infield.
So I think it's going to be there, but so that should be exciting. The Polo America, from what I understand, tickets are still available. So it's an exciting thing if you like polo, because the San Diego Polo Club
just disappeared.
They just disappeared.
Disappeared. Nobody knows what happened.
And there was another polo match that was supposed to be taking place last Sunday at Will Rogers Park. They have the free ones out there every Sunday or so, but that's like a small thing. There's no cocktails. There's no food. It's just like a fun thing to do. But like there was supposed to be a big polo event last Sunday. That was canceled. It's been rescheduled to next year. And then Santa Barbara Polo. We have not been this year at all this summer.
I like that. And, now more than ever, how long is that still going on? Is the Santa Barbara Polo season still open?
I think it probably another week or two more weeks.
I was going to say that'd be great to go there, catch it, and then go have like a picnic at the Miramar.
Yeah.
Or have
I'll look into that. But I think he goes on either to the last week of September, Mark, or the 1st of October.
Yeah.
And, you know, on Fridays, it's free, and they have happy hour. So if you get up there on a Friday afternoon, they have a polo match for free, and they have happy hour up there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird, though. Who wants to go to a polo match on a Friday?
Yeah, just somebody. Put it this way. If you're in the area, Mark, and you want to go to happy hour, yeah, and you're in the area, because it's only 10 minutes from Montecito. It's only 5 minutes from the Miramar.
Right.
So if you're staying at the Miramar, that's perfect.
Yeah,
or if you're at the Biltmore.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I want to do another shout-out. We got another brand that's coming on board, which is kind of different. It's unique. It's something that we haven't had before. And it's this new thing now. It's IVs, you know, these hydration systems.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's very popular.
AHSIV.com.
Oh, real quick, Mark. They were one of the, not that one, but they were one of the sponsors for Face Forward when these high IV things.
Oh, yeah, but not this one?
Right.
Yeah. AHSIV.com, excuse me, which basically stands for Alpha Hydration Services.
Wow.
Yeah, right? Alpha Hydration Services is your personal wellness, vitamins, and hydration company. They come to you in the comfort of your home, or you come to them and discuss your wellness needs. They have IV vitamin infusions, IV hydration, vitamin booster shots, and can customize their formulations to get the most benefit for you. They can address fatigue, jet lag, chronic dehydration, nausea, party recovery, and even offer weight loss and beauty injections and infusions.
Oh, boy, does that sound medical.
Hydra Energy. That's an interesting word. Hydra Energy IV Lounge is in Woodland Hills, located at Topanga Canyon and Ventura Boulevard.
Oh, right up the street from here.
Not too far from here.
Yeah.
The lounge is a great alternative to in-home.
Are they going to be giving the IVs there?
I'm not exactly sure how they're going to work it. They may be promoting. They might be doing IVs. It's up to them.
I'd like to see that.
The lounge is a great alternative to in-home hydration. They have recliners, relaxing music, and all the IV setups you can offer.
Wow.
IV vitamin infusion performed in a relaxed setting. Great parking and easy 101 freeway access. Available by appointment only. So if you go to AHSIV.com for Alpha Hydration Services, or if you're lucky enough to be on the guest list for our upcoming gifting suite, you'll see him there on Friday, right?
Wow.
So this is the first time we've had an IV service at our gifting suite. So one good thing about the Wild Creations gifting events is we always like to
mix
it up a notch.
This is great, too. I mean, this is a neat thing.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are afraid of needles. I'm very curious how popular this is.
Well, if you remember, Matt, last year we had a Botox company was there. And I decided to submit myself to some Botox. So I sat down, and the doc was wearing her lab coat, and she had the big old needle, and the needle was coming into my face for to de-wrinkle myself, and she was seconds away from injection.
Yeah.
I'm surprised how popular. Stopped it at that moment because it was. Couldn't do it.
How popular that stuff is, but this stuff is supposed to be great. This IV stuff for all these
stars do it.
Yeah,
celebrities are doing
it. A lot of people don't have issues with needles, but you got to get that sucker stuck in you. But I hope they're doing it, and you know, getting these healthy.
Yeah, if they do, they do. If they don't, they're going to give you.
Yeah, before I forget it, while we're giving a shout out, here's another company. This is kind of a little different, not as different and unique as what you just mentioned, but a greeting cards company that's going to be participating with our event, Mark, called them. Tweeting cards.
Like
that's www.treetingcards. Tweetingcards.com. Tweeting cards, Mark, are a revolutionized greeting card combining big laughs and a tasty treat. The card themes range from birthday to thank you to everything in between. This is a patented product that has a gift box. Right there, a gift box filled with candy that has been carefully curated for each corresponding theme and message of the card. The cards come with a pre-sealed envelope for easy mailing. Tweeting cards is the perfect go-to card when you want to send more than just a card or add a little something extra with a gift. Each greeting card, which is a tweeting card, was conceived, get this, Mark, was conceived and created by the founder and CEO, James, and his chief, something or another, brother Jack. They cover the spectrum, both youthful humor and classic, thoughtful messages. There's truly a card for everyone. And I believe the CEO, Mark James, I think he's 12, and his buddy, who's brother, who's the chief something or other, Jack, is only 10. So they run the company. So this will be interesting. They got a big presentation, and the cards are different. It's just not just a greeting card. You put candy in it, like I just said, a bunch of other stuff. So
it's different, unusual, eclectic.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's something different, not quite as unique as this IV, but tweeting cards, tweetingcards.com. And he's been on all the shows, and he's the CEO. He's going to be there to promote it. So.
See, this is what makes our gifting tweetingcards.com different than all the competitors. We have an eclectic mix, a difference of all sorts of different types of brands, products, services. You're not going to get the same thing 2 years in a row. So we invite you to go to wowcreationsmedia.com. We still have some space. We might have one spot left. You know,
if you've got a
brand, a product, or service, and you want to be involved and get your product in the hands of the celebrities, go to wildcreationsmedia.com.
Look at this, Mark. What I got in my hand here.
Vogue. Wow. That's still around, huh?
This is like how fashion magazines used to be. We're not hooked up to Facebook today. Didn't get a chance to do it or give any thought about it. We're in our casual gear today. But anyhow, this magazine is an inch and a half thick.
$10.
Yeah.
Now, is that the regular price, or is this like a special issue?
I think it's the regular price, Mark. Wow. You know, just like GQ, all magazines now are like a quarter inch thick.
Yeah.
They're thin. You pay a lot of
money. I just got my new Vanity Fair yesterday.
Yeah. But this, see, $10 is a lot for a magazine, but at least you get your money's worth here.
But it's all advertising. That's the thing about it.
No, but it's all fashion. It's all, look at that. It's all fashion. Look at that. And look at this. Look how glossy this is.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah. But, you know, look at this.
Well, what does it cost to ship that? You know, if you subscribe to that?
Got
to
be a fortune.
That's heavy.
This has got
to
be
$3 or $4 to ship that.
This is at least 2 pounds.
Yeah. So that's got to be $3 to mail.
Yeah. This is at least 2 pounds. September 2019, and Taylor Swift is on the cover. Hail to the chief. Tom Ford takes office. Speaking of Tom Ford, how about that CNN special about Halston?
Interesting. And thank goodness his middle name was Halston. Otherwise, we'd be calling him Roy Ferkel.
Yeah.
Roy Farouk or something like that.
Did you recall Halston being at JCPenney's?
Yeah, I do. After seeing that, I remember that. I forgot it until they mentioned it, but I did remember that.
I had no recollection of that.
Yeah. Well, I forgot about it until they showed it. And when they showed it, I said, that's right. Halston was at JCPenney.
Boy.
So you don't know if it killed it or. The ending of the show, the documentary, was kind of very unclear. It was just suddenly was gone with nothing, no details or specifics. He just went to Half Moon Bay or Northern California and slowly faded.
And nobody saw him for like the last couple
of
years.
Thank goodness he had that middle name, Halston. Because Roy, of all names to be, designer to be called.
And from Iowa, too. You know,
Roy Fertelstein from Iowa.
Roy Halston Fergestein from Iowa.
Yeah.
I figured he was either from New York or he was European or something.
Yeah, so did I. Yeah, I thought it was New York.
But it was a wonderful, I haven't deleted yet. I'm thinking about watching it again, which is something I never do.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
but he did have an ego on him, and he just thought he could do anything he wanted.
Yeah, and everybody was saying at the end how he was almost unbearable to work with.
Yeah, he was out of control.
And how about that? Where even after they took over the company, and he was still like their head guy, he still had spent a ton on flowers. Or when they went to shows, he had the private jet, and he had all the food like flown in.
Yeah.
And he crazy,
spared no expense.
Yeah, which is I guess
crazy.
When you got that, but anyhow, so this would be an interesting article to read about that Tom Ford taking office. I don't know what he's taking office because he's been running the show, his own show, for a while.
Yeah.
You know?
That's interesting.
Okay. So Dancing with the Stars tomorrow. And tonight is
a bunch of other new stuff. Yeah. And then we got the, this seems like it's gone on forever because it started just as summer started and it's ending as summer's ending.
America's Got Talent? Yeah. I gave
the
up on that.
The finals that are in it, I don't know, the 6 or 7 or whatever, the 8 or whatever was in there, none of them really deserve to win. A couple of gripes I've got with AGT, too. It's America's Got Talent, and the majority of the acts nowadays are from foreign countries, which have their own act. There's Britain's Got Talent, there's France, everybody's got their own talent.
Australia's Got Talent.
So I understand we're the biggest market, but if you're America's Got Talent, it should come from within America, one. Two, you have to judge these acts on the acts, not on their sob stories or if they were sick or they were bullied. I understand all that, but a lot of these decisions that are made from the judges are based on the fact that so-and-so was bullied, so this is his cause.
Yeah.
This people came from this rundown town, and this is a revitalization of the town, so they're bringing the town back because of this. That's got nothing to do with it, and I'm not cold-hearted, but the acts should be judged on the act themselves. We've got a couple acts that the one guy has autism and he's blind, So they love his piano playing, not because of his talent.
He'll probably win.
But because of he's blind and he's autistic.
Yeah. So what about the guy with no arms? Is he still there?
Yeah, but he's funny, though. But that's the thing. The difference between him is they're not, I don't think they are, he's not advancing because of the he's got the disfigured arms. It's because he's genuinely a humorous a comedian. But that's one thing they've got to stop, those two things.
Yeah.
They can't judge an act on the history of the act and not the act itself. And they've got to judge it. They've got to judge an act based on they're from America. And they're not, you know, we've got Kenya's there and South Africa's there and the Ukraine and Poland.
Wow. How about like the guy with the dogs? Is he still there?
Falco. Yeah. He was from, I think he was Polish. I think he just got bounced off last week.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he came over from Poland just to do the show.
Wow. Well,
that's not America's Got Talent. He's coming to America to do the show, and then hopefully he'll win.
Any magicians left?
Let me see. I think they just got rid of the other one. There might be one, and he wasn't that good, and he's from someplace else too.
Huh.
Yeah. So the majority of these acts are from
a couple weeks ago, you sent me a text and said that somebody is saying Demons Are Forever, and it sounded pretty good. Who's saying that?
No, it sounded okay. It was a little girl.
Oh.
And she got bounced out because they just said that was a terrible choice to sing Diamonds Are Forever, which, you know, I mean, it was okay, but it was weird that she sang Diamonds Are Forever.
Yeah.
And her song. To go
how did they choose that one?
I don't know. And, you know, like Simon was saying, how did you, you know, why did you back?
CeeLo Green, who chose him?
You got to wonder. You know. But anyhow, so we'll see if there's any other postings today about the event last night, this Face Forward thing. We won't go into that any more than that. But I was surprised to see Blanco Blanco posting that she was there. Well, I didn't see anything from her last night. This is weird that she does it the next day.
Yeah. You know. Did she pay?
Excellent question, Matt.
Because yeah.
Because that's $500 a ticket because, you know, she would have went with what's-his-face, right?
John Savage. John Savage.
Right, so that's a grand.
Is it Jen Savage? Yeah, Jen Savage, right?
I think so, yeah.
But I don't know. Hey, real quick, last one out here, Plant Organics. Mark, this is a client that's been with us for a couple of years, and you know how hemp and CBD and marijuana, that whole thing is all popular and stuff now. This is a healthier lifestyle, Mark. Plant Organics with an X.com. They are uniting botanical oil, apothecary, and Ayurvedic, boy, I can't even pronounce these words, medicine to optimize the body's natural harmonious functions. This will maximize your health, a solid defense against disease, autoimmune disorders, anxiety, depression, PTSD, chronic pain, sleep disorders, and all over well-being. Their goal is to teach how to live a side effect free life. Boy, it's amazing, Mark, how this type of CBD stuff is good for everything now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, from everything. Pains to...
As a matter of fact, just driving down the street the other day on Myrtle Avenue, one of the old shops that's been there forever, the House of Windsor, they had a sign out there in the front there that said, "We are now selling CBD oils."
Wow, fantastic.
And it's totally opposite of stuff that they sell there. So it was interesting.
Plant Organics, P-L-A-N-T Organics, ORGANIX.com. They are dedicated and convinced that natural lifestyle is the way to go. And we hope you could check out their website and see them this Friday at our gifting suite. So plantorganics.com. Fantastic.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I know my mother-in-law, Mark, you know, Esther had the ailing, you know, she had some pains, and and we used one of our clients' creams. They were helpful to her. Tony, our cousin, same thing with her. I gave her stuff from Ray. And
of which I was going to promote Ray, but I couldn't find his website. And you know, because we owe him, because he's been with us for like, I don't know, 5 years at least.
Probably.
So we owe him an in-studio guest shot or a call-in or just a big promo for his
You know, well, Ray, if you're listening, and I hope you are, hopefully you get down there a little earlier on Friday. Or maybe come on down there the night before and spend the night. As much as we like Ray and his product, and everybody loves the stuff. He gets there when we're already starting.
A lot
so he
of traffic.
Gets...
Friday's always tough, and there's always traffic, but you got to get there earlier, right?
They're coming in from...
Stockton, or I don't know.
5 hours away, I think.
Yeah.
5 hours, and they usually get there like around 10, 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And try to get there earlier, Ray. We love you, and he always supports us.
We got all the shout-outs?
I think we got all the shout-outs. It's been a heck of a lot of them today.
This show went by real fast today, but it's still time if you have to get a brand, product, or service into the Wild Creations gifting suites. It might not be for our one on Friday. Might be one for Sundance, Oscars, Miss California USA, Chris Everett. Lots of events that we're doing. Go to our website, wowcreationsmedia.com. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/wowcreations. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on MySpace. We're on LinkedIn. Also, again, as I said before, if you're interested in buying or selling real estate in this hot L.A. market, pop me an email, markharrisrealtor@gmail.com. We'll find you something, or we'll sell something for you real quick. Also, stay tuned to A&E Network.
Yeah, I was going to ask if we're going to be coming up at all.
Coming up real soon. The new season will start eventually. But go to A&E Networks or go to FYI Network. We're on both those networks. So
Our
shows are seen all around the world.
So yeah.
If you want to see a good episode of Storage Wars or Storage Wars Classic, go to A&E.
Or if you need to send us an email, wow, www.creationsmedia@gmail.com. Like Mark said, I think we have one spot left maybe for this Friday's event. And if you want to use an interesting platform to elevate and promote your brand, this is the way to go. So,
I guess if we don't see you, let's see, when we'll see you on our next show.
Or hopefully we'll see him at an Emmy party Emmys, or maybe the
right,
Emmys.
Emmys are a week from today, so it should be a great show, great Emmy party. So hopefully we'll bump into you in Hollywood somewhere or downtown, since the Emmys are not in Hollywood. The Emmys are downtown, but it's going to be
a
great
day. Didn't they used to be in Pasadena?
The Emmys?
Yeah. The
Emmys have always been in Pasadena.
How long have they been? So before?
I think the Emmys used to be at the Shrine Auditorium. Like the Emmys,
wow.
The Oscars used to be there, but... that's a good question. Where were the Emmys
10 years
ago?
10 years ago before LA Live was pretty much there.
But anyhow, enjoy life, eat something good, drink something better, and we'll see
Have
you at
fun.
The Emmys.
Yeah.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.